Sloane Walton is grieving her father's death when Lucien Rollins, her childhood neighbor and current nemesis, appears at the funeral. Their first encounter in years crackles with unresolved tension. He's frustratingly attentive, ordering her favorite breakfast burrito and lending her his expensive coat, while she bristles at his self-control and cold demeanor. Their interaction reveals years of unspoken history, masking a deeper connection. Their relationship operates on a delicate balance. When Sloane returns Lucien's coat with a burger and fries, she declares, "You don't count as company," establishing their pattern of never exchanging thanks. Their banter cuts deep, with Sloane calling him Lucifer, while he pushes her away despite obvious attraction. When they accidentally touch, Lucien warns, "Don't play with me, Pixie," using her childhood nickname. This antagonism stems from their complicated past. As teenagers, they formed an unlikely friendship. Lucien found sanctuary in Sloane's bedroom, listening to Shania Twain and finding rare peace away from his abusive home. When Sloane tried helping by calling police during a violent incident with his father, it led to Lucien's arrest and a permanent rift between them. Now adults, they circle each other warily. Their friends see what they refuse to admit. Knox observes that Lucien looks at Sloane like she's the goddamn sun. Despite mutual declarations that they're terrible for each other, their bodies betray them whenever they're close, creating a tension impossible to resist. Lucien's identity was forged in childhood violence. Raised by an abusive father and an unprotective mother, he became determined to control everything as a protector. His therapist, Emery, reveals that Lucien remains bound to his father's influence, sabotaging his happiness because he feels undeserving of love. Fear of becoming his father drives Lucien's rigid control, limiting himself to one daily cigarette, avoiding attachments, and undergoing a vasectomy to prevent creating a family that might suffer. "Not everyone gets to be happy," he tells Sloane, revealing his core belief. Through flashbacks, we see teenage Lucien protecting his mother and confronting his father in a fight that led to his arrest. Sloane carries her own scars, a wrist broken when she intervened, which she displays as a reminder of my bravery. Healing begins when both confront their past. Lucien finally acknowledges his misplaced anger at Sloane for calling the police, recognizing that, "You were trying to save me, and I've been punishing you for it ever since." The novel explores power and justice through multiple storylines. Lucien's professional life reveals his complex moral code. He manipulates when necessary, but maintains a sense of justice. When he discovers Congressman Armstead hired underage sex workers, he forces his resignation while securing a principled replacement. Lucien embodies fascinating duality, secretly funding a halfway house for abuse victims while maintaining a cold public persona. Sloane's parallel quest to help Mary Louise Upshaw, serving 20 years for a first-time drug offense after taking the fall for her son, highlights inequalities in the justice system and connects to a private prison conspiracy. Crime boss Anthony Hugo represents corruption through his prison empire. When Sloane's investigation threatens this operation, Hugo escalates from threats to arson. Resolution comes when Sloane exposes Hugo's prison connections through shell corporations, providing evidence for his arrest, emphasizing that justice depends on truth and accountability, not vengeance. Knock 'Em Out functions as a living character, representing the healing power of community bonds. When the library burns down, the town rallies, raising $30,000 for children's books, offering spaces, and supporting the breakfast program. The core friend group, Nash and Lina, Knox and Naomi, Steph and Jeremiah, embodies chosen family. They share weekly dinners, challenge each other's self-defeating behaviors, and provide support during crises, including protecting Sloane when she reveals her history with Lucien. Minor characters strengthen this community tapestry. Bean serves as an unofficial town therapist, while Holly represents second chances as a formerly homeless mother hired despite lacking qualifications. Lucien's transformation from cold businessman to community pillar demonstrates how healing happens in connection. His evolution begins when he starts seeing Knockemout as home rather than a business opportunity, with his foundation marking his shift from viewing wealth as power to a community-strengthening tool. The novel shows that true strength stems from vulnerability, not control. Lucian initially equates strength with emotional detachment, offering only, "I'm hungry and annoyed right now," when asked to name emotions. This numbness extends to his Spartan apartment, superficial relationships, and mechanical work approach. In contrast, Sloane lives openly despite past hurts. She dreams of a house full of children and maintains close friendships. Her library office brims with personality, children's artwork, worn paperbacks, and walls of post-it notes. When Sloane confronts Anthony Hugo with just a butter knife, declaring, "I'm a librarian, asshole. Everything is my fucking business," she demonstrates how vulnerability enables courage. Her deep caring gives her something worth fighting for. Lucian's journey toward emotional openness progresses through meaningful changes, allowing Sloane to decorate his apartment, joining family dinners, adopting a stray cat. His admission that he's been punishing her marks his first step toward healing. The epilogue reveals his transformation 10 years later, now a loving husband, father of four, and grandfather who expresses feelings openly. Both protagonists struggle to balance independence and intimacy. Sloane fiercely values her autonomy, insisting on driving herself, maintaining separate finances, and initially resisting cohabitation. When Lucian installs a security system without permission, she sees it as undermining her self-sufficiency. Lucian, shaped by trauma, attempts to control their relationship, from dinner choices to handling threats. His protection often becomes domination, scheduling her days, vetting friends, and making unilateral decisions. When he discovers Hugo's threats, he moves to end their relationship without consulting her. Their journey requires boundary adjustments. Sloane must learn that accepting help isn't weakness, while Lucian needs to recognize protection doesn't mean dictating choices. By the epilogue, they've achieved balance. Their home welcomes family while maintaining private spaces. Lucian embraces life's unpredictability rather than controlling everything, while Sloane discovers that allowing someone's care enriches rather than compromises her independence. At its heart, this story explores redemption through love. Both characters carry deep guilt, Sloane for calling police that night, Lucian for failing to protect his mother, and punishing Sloane for trying to help. Their journeys toward forgiveness drive the emotional arc. Lucian initially believes he's beyond redemption, using isolation to avoid vulnerability. His transformation begins when he realizes that by refusing happiness, he's allowing his father to control him from beyond the grave. Sloane's accusation that he's letting Ansel win forces him to confront his trauma. The novel suggests love doesn't erase trauma, but provides support for healing. Their growing love gives each the courage to face their demons and forgive themselves. Their Christmas Eve wedding transforms a holiday of grief into joy. The Simon Walton Foundation they establish helps others failed by the justice system, turning their pain into purpose. Their story reminds us that while the past cannot be changed, its meaning can be transformed through understanding, forgiveness, and courage.